This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with our special Christmas series called God's Great Christmas Gift to You. We are so glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to get a copy of the brand new Daily Hope 2020 Prayer Journal based on the theme, Growing Your Prayer Life, a great resource to help you make your time in prayer the best it can be. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called The Three Wise Women of Christmas.
If you want to be a wise woman, if you want to be a wise man, here's the first thing you need to do. Write this down. Elizabeth was blessed because she chose, it was a decision, to trust God's plan instead of being bitter. What are you being tempted to be bitter about? It just means you're not trusting God's plan. You think you know more than God does. A wise person trusts God's plan and timing, even when it doesn't make sense, even when you can't figure it out. In many ways, the three wise women of Christmas were wiser than the three wise men of Christmas because they had been walking with God, all three of these women, their entire lives, and they trusted God. Now, the second wise woman of Christmas, of course, is Mary, and we find her story in Luke chapter 1, starting in about verse 26. Up here on the screen, it says this. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, remember, Mary and Elizabeth are related, which makes, by the way, John the Baptist and Jesus were cousins. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a young virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph. Her name was Mary. Now the angel said, "Greetings, God has chosen you for a special blessing, and he is with you." But Mary was frightened and confused. This is her initial reaction, fear and confusion. And she tried to figure out what this greeting might mean. So the angel said to her, "Don't be frightened, Mary, for God has decided to bless you in a wonderful way. You're going to have a baby, and he will be a boy. And you're going to name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And God will give him King David's throne, but his kingdom is going to last forever and never end." "How can this be," Mary asked, "since I'm a virgin? I've never known a man." The angel answered, "God's Spirit will come over you, and his power will overshadow you. So the holy child that you carry will be called the Son of God. For right now, your own relative, Elizabeth, is about to have a baby, even in her old age, because nothing is impossible with God. He can do anything." Then Mary answered, "Well, I am the Lord's servant, and I accept whatever he plans for me. May it happen as you have said." This is a surrender, it's a submission. So the angel left her. Then Mary got ready and traveled quickly to the town where her relatives, Zechariah and Elizabeth, lived. When Mary entered their home, she greeted Elizabeth, and when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, her baby leapt in her womb, and instantly Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Overcome with joy, Elizabeth exclaimed in a loud voice, "Mary, you are the most blessed woman on earth. And the child you are carrying is the most blessed too. But why? Why am I so blessed that the mother of my Lord should visit me? The moment I heard the sound of your voice, Mary, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Mary, you are," this is the key, "you are blessed because you believed that God would do what he said he'd do.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want a copy of the brand new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. The theme is Growing Your Prayer Life. This vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The Growing Your Prayer Life Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a financial gift to this ministry, we'll send you the all-new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Anything that you give today will be matched up to $100,000, so contact us right away. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll say thanks by sending you a copy of this great resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Elizabeth exclaimed in a loud voice, "Mary, you are the most blessed woman on earth. And the child you are carrying is the most blessed too. But why? Why am I so blessed that the mother of my Lord should visit me? The moment I heard the sound of your voice, Mary, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Mary, you are," this is the key, "you are blessed because you believed that God would do what he said he'd do." Now Mary responded by singing her praise to God. "My soul praises God's greatness, and my spirit rejoices that he is my Savior. He noticed me. God noticed me, his humble servant girl. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed because of what the holy God has done for me." So Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. In those days, men and women married very, very young. Mary might have been 15 years old, probably at the most 16, when she hears this news that she's pregnant. And she's filled with fear. But then what the angel says to her, that's even more scary. "Mary, you're going to be pregnant. You've never known a man. And the daddy of the baby is going to be God." Right. Right. Okay. So imagine all the possible fears going through her mind. First, there's a fear of criticism. "How am I going to explain it to Joseph, the man I love, that I'm engaged to? Hi, honey, I'm pregnant, and you know we haven't had sex." But there's also the fear of the supernatural. That would be a scary thing for anybody, much less a young girl. Then the fear of inadequacy. "How in the world am I supposed to be the mother of the Son of God? Why me of all people? Not some queen or somebody really educated." And her sense of fear of inadequacy. And then, of course, the fear of change. "How in the world is this going to change my life?" She was engaged to be married. You know what an engaged girl is thinking about? Nothing but her wedding. It's a major, massive change, and this is fearful. But she's wise. She's wise. And in verse 37, Gabriel says, "Mary, nothing is impossible with God." So she's thinking, God loves me, God chose me, God is with me, nothing's impossible with God. Okay, I can handle this. And so based on the fact that nothing is impossible with God, God's going to help her and love her. In the next verse, verse 38, she says, I am the Lord's servant. I accept whatever he plans for me. May it be according to your word. Mary wisely surrenders to the will of God. Have you done that yet? It is unwise to go with your plan for your life when God, who created you, has a plan for your life. And so she wants God's will more for her life than anything else. Have you ever told God, God, I desire to do your will, not mine? That's what wisdom does. So we know that the wisdom of surrendering to God's will, God's plan, shows a mark of wisdom. And the second thing, we know that Mary was a woman of the word. She knew this book. She had many scriptures memorized. That's why she's a wise woman. She knew the word of God. Now here's the second key to being a wise person, a wise woman or a wise man. Number two, Mary was blessed because she chose to believe God's word, what God had said, than to believe her fears. And she certainly had a lot of fears, I'm sure, in her life. But she said, I'm not going to believe my fears. I'm going to believe the truth that God has said. Let me ask you this morning, what are you believing? Are you believing your fears, or are you believing what God says in his word? To believe what God has said is wise. That's what makes wise women and wise men. Now we come to the third wise woman in the story of Christmas, and her name is Anna. And Anna is in Luke chapter 2. On your outline, it says in verse 22 of Luke 2, after the birth of Jesus, Joseph and Mary took the baby to the temple in Jerusalem to dedicate him to God, because the law that God gave Moses, the Jewish law, said every firstborn boy is to be dedicated back to God. This specifically is Exodus 13:2. Now, here's the first part of the story before we get to Anna up here on the screen. Luke chapter 2, verse 25. Now, there was an old man living in Jerusalem named Simeon who was very righteous and loved God deeply. God had promised Simeon that he would not die until he had seen the promised Savior of the world with his own eyes. It's quite a promise. Now, on the day that Joseph and Mary arrived in Jerusalem, God's Spirit prompted Simeon to go and wait in the temple courts. When you get a prompting of God's Spirit, you need to do it immediately, because it means God's getting ready to do something really cool, really great. So he goes to the temple, and in the temple, he finds Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. And in verse 28, it says this, Simeon took the baby in his arms, and he thanked God loudly, saying, Lord, now I can die in peace. As you promised me, I've now seen the Savior that you've given to all people. He is the light that you have sent to the world to reveal yourself to all people. You want to know what God's like? Look at Jesus. God sent Jesus to be the light of the world, to let us see what God is really like. You want to know what God is like? Look at Jesus. He said, now you've sent the light to the world to reveal yourself to all people. Now, Joseph and Mary just stood there speechless. They were amazed at what was being said about the baby. When the word there says, when Simeon thanked God for the baby, the word there in Greek is the word eulogeo. Eulogeo is the word we get eulogy from. A eulogy literally means to say something good. And he says, this little baby is going to be the Savior of the whole world. Now, in verse 36, we come to Anna, and it says this, that day there was also a woman named Anna worshiping in the temple. Anna was a prophetess, and she was very old. She'd been a widow most of her life because her husband had died after being married only 7 years. She was over 75 years old, and since she had no family, she never left the temple courtyards. She stayed there day and night, worshiping God with her prayers and with her fasting. Now, just as Simeon was dedicating the baby to God, Anna walked by. She paused to listen. Then Anna joined in praying for the baby, and she thanked God for sending a Savior. Now, here's the key to her life. From then on, Anna talked about Jesus to everyone who was looking for redemption and freedom in Jerusalem. Write this down. Here's the third mark of wisdom. Anna was blessed because she made a decision, and the decision she made was she chose to focus on God's presence and talk to everyone about Jesus. That's wise. That's wise. Are you wise? Are you focusing on God? Are you telling other people about Jesus? The Bible says, he who winneth souls is wise. You know, this next week will be Christmas week. And on Christmas week, more people will come to church than in any other time of the year. And I would say to you, who are you going to bring on Christmas? He who wins souls is wise. The good news is only good news if it gets to them in time. Why don't you be like Anna and say, I'm going to focus on God's presence, not my pain, not my grief, not my loss. And I'm going to focus on telling people about Jesus. Now, all three of these wise women had heartaches. Okay, remember, Elizabeth's a married woman, unable to have a child. Mary is a single woman, pregnant with a pregnancy she can't explain to anybody else. And Anna is a widowed who spent most of her life without any family and no relatives. And so they have resentment and they have fear and they have grief. But they all made choices. Will you make these same three choices? Will you choose to trust God's plan instead of being bitter? Will you choose to believe God's word instead of your fears? And will you choose to focus on God's presence, not your loss, and tell everybody about Jesus? Let's bow our heads. First, I want those of you who already know the Lord to pray this prayer. Everybody can pray it, actually, but just say, God, I'm going to choose to be wise. I want to be wise. And I want to choose to trust your plan instead of getting bitter that things don't always go my way. And the things I've prayed for don't always get a yes answer. I'm going to trust your plan and your timing. Then would you say, God, I'm going to choose to believe your word instead of my fears. I'm not going to believe my fears anymore. I'm going to believe the truth. And then will you say, God, I'm going to choose to focus on your presence, that you're close to me, you're near me. I'm not going to focus on what I've lost. I'm not going to focus on my grief. And I'm going to talk to everyone about Jesus. I want to be known for the person who talks about Jesus. I want to be a wise man. I want to be a wise woman. If you've never opened your life to Christ, say, Jesus Christ, I open my heart to you right now. I invite you to come into my life and fill it with your love and your peace and your purpose. And I want to get to know you and I want to learn to love you and trust you. And today, I accept God's Christmas gift to me, the gift of his son. I ask you to accept me into your family. And I humbly ask this in your name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so thankful you've chosen to spend some time with us today. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be right back to close out our time today. But first, if you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. The theme is Growing Your Prayer Life. This vegan leather full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer request to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The Growing Your Prayer Life Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a financial gift to this ministry, we'll send you the all-new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. By the way, this month only, any gift you give will be matched by a very generous couple up to $100,000. This match is only available until midnight on December 31st, so please contact us today. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you about an exciting new opportunity.
I know I tell you this all the time, but again, I want you to know how much I thank God for you and appreciate your support of Daily Hope. We couldn't do this without your prayers, and we can't do it without your financial gifts. And I know that for many of you, this is a real sacrifice in order to be able to support the ministry of Daily Hope as we take the message of Christ literally around the world into places that nobody else is going to. As you consider your year-end giving, I want to ask you to consider about sending your greatest gift to Daily Hope that you've ever given. You know, the great news is that in this month, your financial gift will be doubled because a generous friend is offering a $100,000 matching grant. And they've challenged all of the rest of us to give as much as we can, and they will match it up to $100,000. That means that every dollar you give to Daily Hope in December, up to $100,000, will be doubled. You give $25, it's like giving $50. And if you give $100, it's like giving $200. And if you're able to give $1,000 or more, it will be doubled. Your generosity, and of course, Christmas is all about the spirit of generosity. God so loved the world that he gave. Your generosity makes this ministry possible. It allows us to reach into refugee camps. It allows us to reach out around the world, overseas. It allows us to reach people who could not ever afford to pay for any discipleship tools or materials. So your donations matter. Let me ask you a personal favor. Don't forget to pray for us during this season. We're praying for you. Let me know that you prayed. It really blesses me to hear from you. I love the letters, the emails, the cards, the stories that come in because it helps me realize we truly are partnering together in this ministry. It's not about me. It's about the Word of God, and it's about what we can do together that none of us could do on our own. We are more effective together. We're better together. Thanks for listening today, everybody, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. God bless you, and have a great Christmas season.
And remember, all this month when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 till midnight December 31st. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope. or you can visit PastorRick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.